Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for tuning into this episode from the series, My First Month at Aguas Bio. So I'm here with Wilf Keller, who is the CEO and president of this company. And a cool fact about Wilf is that he actually just got inducted into the Canadian Agriculture Hall of Fame. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, this was a great surprise to me to receive this news about being inducted into the Canadian Agricultural Hall of Fame. The reason it was a surprise is that in our business, we're used to working in teams. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the results that come out of work are the result of teamwork. So
yeah.
I think that it's an honor for me to really represent a team.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way you put it. And definitely feels like a team at this company. And so I wanted to know more about you and your role, and how did you get started with Aguas Bio?
Well, you know, I worked many years in research. I was particularly working with canola and improving canola as a crop. And I had the opportunity to work as a scientist and as a manager in the federal government in Agriculture Canada in Ottawa for 17 years,
wow.
The National Research Council in Saskatoon for 18 years.
Wow.
So I'm actually a retired scientist. I then moved on to Genome Prairie, where we did a lot of support work in the genomics area.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, I had a chance to join AgWest, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And my many years of experience helped me with connections, knowing
yeah.
people, knowing our government systems, funding systems,
yeah.
to try and support what we do in AgWest.
Wow. And with all that background, because you do have such diverse experience, what inspires you to come to work every day at AgWest, and what really made you kind of think, yeah, I want to continue what I've learned all these years and put it into this?
Well, my job at AgWest may be the best job I've had in my career, because
wow.
we have a fairly small team that works hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's about passion to do
mm-hmm.
something. And
mm-hmm.
agriculture and food are so important in society, at
yes.
our local level, national and a global level.
Yes.
And there's a lot we need to do to make sure we have sustainable production, that we are environmentally friendly,
mm-hmm.
that we produce the feed and the food products that we need to sustain a growing population in a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So Saskatchewan mm-hmm. has 40-some percent, about 42% of Canada's arable land. So those of us here in Saskatchewan have an opportunity to build an agri-food industry and a sector that goes beyond just Saskatoon or Saskatchewan, but in fact has global results, because we can be a net food exporter.
Wow. Yeah, so we have global impact right here in Saskatchewan, and there's just so much that we have to offer. And that actually goes right into my next question. Why is bioscience, or ag bioscience, so important to you?
Well, science since the very beginning has been critical to build agricultural production, to help with human health,
mm.
and to move society forward.
Yeah.
And in many ways, we're just scratching the surface. We're
mm.
learning more about genetics,
mm.
about how plants grow, how they reproduce, how
yeah.
we can maintain the health of our soil,
mm.
how we can use all the microorganisms that are in the soil and the environment to not only improve nutrition, but to improve
mm.
environmental quality. Those are just a few examples of what we can do to address the challenges we have out there in terms of the need to produce for a growing population,
yeah.
dealing with issues around climate changes that might be happening over the foreseeable future,
yeah.
Recognizing that we want to have clean production, that there is a desire to consume more vegetable protein.
Yes.
All of those are challenges and opportunities for
mm.
us to address. So you can only do that through scientific principles and scientific discovery. If we know, for example, the functionality of plant proteins and how they can be used in human food to produce better products, there's
yeah.
research there, for example.
Yeah, yeah. And I just kind of wanted to go back to your comment of starting as a scientist and now being a director and president. Did you find that to be a pretty smooth transition? Or was there a kind of a new kind of learning involved?
There's definitely new learning for every job.
Yeah.
And so when I started as a junior scientist,
mm-hmm.
I was very much focused on the laboratory and the microscope. That
yeah.
was my job, and I was mm-hmm. not really that interested in becoming involved with a bunch of committee work or being
yeah.
pulled out of the laboratory. But over time,
mm-hmm.
as you develop the desire to work with teams more, perhaps more actively.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the opportunities, what teamwork brings,
mm-hmm.
what benefits there are from reaching out to other groups,
yeah.
other countries, and
mm-hmm.
therefore you become more interested in the coordination, building connections,
yeah.
and seeing the bigger picture.
Definitely.
Maybe that goes with age and experience, but it certainly happened to me.
Happened to you. So you find the role kind of a different version of learning, more collaborative.
Yes, and looking at not only your own research project or
mm-hmm.
your laboratory or your office, but how all of these things are interconnected, different organizations, universities, government laboratories,
mm-hmm.
companies, producers
yeah.
associations that are investing in research. These are all important
mm-hmm.
pieces of what might be viewed as a giant opportunity puzzle to put together for
mm-hmm.
for Canada to be indeed a global leader.
Global
and
leader.
The opportunities for
yeah.
us in Canada are really immense. As I said,
mm-hmm.
we export way more than we use domestically, and we can
mm-hmm.
make a major contribution to global society
of that. Yes, and in your field, is there any innovations in particular in agribioscience right now that are really impressing you or inspiring you at this moment?
Well,
year?
I think there are a few, of course. I mean,
yeah.
the advances in genomics are phenomenal. When I was a junior scientist, we never dreamt of sequencing the DNA information in a single gene, let alone in a whole genome or organism, or in multiple organisms of the
wow.
same species. So our data is increasing tremendously. So
mm-hmm.
there is the ability to generate way more genetic information than we could have even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the very
yeah.
rapid growth of digital know-how and robotics and automation
mm-hmm.
and how that can be used to improve our production decisions, how we place fertilizer better, how we use the genetics of the seeds more optimally. So those are all things we can do with the advances that are happening in the mechanics and the machinery. We're also slowly beginning to decipher what the fundamental process for life on this planet is all about, and that's
mm-hmm.
photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm.
Green plants
mm-hmm.
consume carbon dioxide and they make products.
Yes.
And they do that at a level that's relatively inefficient. It's less than 5% of the sunlight is used to undertake this reaction.
Wow.
So if we can improve that, it will have immense applications. So I see
mm-hmm.
opportunity there. Our soil health. There
yeah.
are billions of microbes in that soil area that interact with the roots of plants. They
mm-hmm.
provide protection. They help in nutrition.
Yes.
And they do. They have many activities that relate to capturing carbon and putting it in the soil.
Yeah.
So that's another area that's fertile for further investigation. So I could see many opportunities as we go forward for agriculture production.
Yeah.
And, of course, more recently, how do we get value out of those products?
Mm-hmm.
Historically, we've sent out a lot of commodity from our land here in Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can produce more feed ingredients, more food ingredients,
yes.
new products,
mm-hmm.
That will increase the job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It will increase our economic status and
mm-hmm.
certainly the health and quality of life of our citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very interesting you brought in especially the digital aspects, because I was going to ask, do you think that the digital world has had an impact on the agriculture world, even in like the science realm, in terms of their advancement? So you kind of...
Yes, you know what? There is a lot of growth in that area. Again, that's just the
yeah.
beginning. And I mean, we use digital information in terms of simple devices and computers to
mm-hmm.
collect and maintain data and make decisions.
Yes.
But now there's going to be a lot more data
mm-hmm.
with the opportunity to interpret that data and to ultimately move into artificial intelligence systems
yes.
around robotics, about mm-hmm. machine learning.
Yes.
And we can see a lot of evidence, for example, of how that's working in the field. There will be
mm-hmm.
equipment that will not require a human driver,
yes.
that the field will be cultivated.
For sure.
I think we'll have smarter machinery in the processing facilities as well,
mm-hmm.
so that we get a much purer fraction of protein and ingredients that allows us to make and develop much superior products in terms of taste and quality.
Yeah.
We're just at a very
yeah.
primitive stage in that area. We'll see big changes there over the next 10 years.
Yeah, and you see that ultimately as a good thing. I know I saw some articles where some people think that might replace the farmers are placed their role, but you see
Well,
it's
you know, you can almost say that it's going to take jobs away, but it might take certain jobs away, but it could create better jobs. We could use picking mushrooms, for example. If mushrooms are grown in dark, humid conditions, it's very painful and not that healthy to be picking mushrooms manually. If you can do that robotically, then you've actually got people at a screen that are managing those robotic systems. You've got people that are now in the marketing of this because you've got more capacity. So the quality of the jobs has changed and improved, in my opinion. I think we have to look at quality of life in terms of the type of work that's being done. And I think we can move up the scale with these new tools.
Going off of that, what is your advice for the next generation of ag bioscientists or innovators or inventors in this field?
Well, you know, I have a lot of good advice because the opportunities in the field are tremendous. The world needs food. It needs good food. We have a growing population. There are demands and expectations. Here we have the ability and the resources to produce these products. They will be in demand. It's really a tremendous career opportunity for people that are growing up into this era, be they in their teens or their 20s, to take training in an area that they would like, that would interest them and give them passion. It could be in the area of production, maintaining soil health. It could be trying to understand how we can make plants more efficient in production, for example, increasing their photosynthetic capacity. Or it might be on how we process our products to make better quality foods to improve health and nutrition. There are just such a range of things that could be done. And if people are interested in the digital and artificial intelligence areas, there are some tremendous applications to make the system even more efficient.
Yes, I remember when we talked about the digital, you were talking about the various fields and the different kinds of new jobs that are being created because of this. So it is an exciting future, even for ag bioscience as well. And thank you so much, Will, for your input and time and your words of wisdom. And thank you for watching this episode. Tune in for the next one in the series.